Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Lowry Markin, it's just so passive. The numbers tell you the story, but you can use the eye test on this one, too. He's just passive, especially on the offensive end. And for a guy that was billed as, well, you know, we got lucky. We didn't really know everything we had in Lowry Markin when we traded for him. Really, he's stepped up his game. He's really been a big part of what we think, or going to be a big part of what we think we can build here. And the fact that the development has halted here and that the system seems to be putting him in a place where he is also encouraged to be more passive does not help things. So I think once you get through those issues, now you've got another layer to figure out between head coach and Lowry Markkanen that's hurting the development of this team as well.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
Bernstein and McKnight broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk at 10. Rick Bucher on the NBA at 10:20. Midday Midway at 10:40. Hub Arkish at 11. We got a chance to win $1,000 cash and a pair of tickets to see Matchbox 20 at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on August 21st. Got to be listening for your chance to win. 312-644-6767. That's our number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. You want to text? Texting! You can do that too at 67011. When you send one, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan_Bernstein. Now, you have to download the radio.com app.
Rest in peace, Terry Jones.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's a big one. Monty Python star, 77 years old. That was, I understand a lot of people my age have seen Monty Python or heard of Monty Python, but didn't have it ingrained or whatever. I was raised nerd, so I watched a lot of that stuff, and that was huge. It was absolutely huge.
Yeah, it was huge for me, too. It used to be on Channel 11 on WTTW late on Sunday night, the original Monty Python's Flying Circus and some of the more obscure, stranger things. It wasn't just the movies. It wasn't just a lot of the later mainstream stuff, and I just ate it up. It was just the right kind of surrealism and absurdism.
Stupid.
But it's brilliant. Yep. And they're all Cambridge and Eton and Oxford. And Monty Python was a meant a lot.
Yeah.
Really did. And and all my friends were into it too. It happened to hit a lot of us at the right place, right time.
We'll probably play some Terry Jones drops today. And when you hear him, you can use the radio.com app to just, you know, go back 15 seconds or whatever, listen to it over again. And he would hate that I use that to pump a product, but it's a really nice product.
And a lot of his influence actually was behind the scenes where he was part of the group.
That's true.
With Idol and
kind of
Palin
sort of thing.
And they wrote together much in the way that Graham Chapman was sort of the muse for a lot of the John Cleese writing stuff. They wrote separately. And then they would come to present each week when they were putting the show together. But some memorable characters and that the high-pitched Welsh mule that he would – you'll look him up, watch the YouTube stuff, and enjoy. But it's too bad. It sucks that he's dead. But as you say, you got to download the radio.com app.
You hate that.
Stream
so
The Score on your mobile devices. You can video stream the show there on the app. We got the video feed.
Hi.
And apparently it's blowing up. People are
really?
Just, yeah.
They
I
like
mean,
it?
Yeah, people are, I don't know what you love so
you know
much
what
about
it. Is?
It.
It's what? Your rotation of free sweatshirts. That's what it is.
This is not a free sweatshirt.
That's the one you actually put money down on for.
Yeah, because the money went to Friends of Lincoln Park High School. My daughter finishing up her Lincoln Park High School career. I gotta get a Jones sweatshirt. I need a Jones.
You do
college
need
prep.
A Jones sweatshirt. I have noticed though, you're wearing real pants twice this week, and it's
what does that tell
only
you?
Been 3 days. It means either you have in this business, if you're wearing real pants, it means either you have a job interview, you're going to court.
Simplify it. Why would I wear these 2 days in a row?
You can't find your plastic pants?
Nope.
Your plastic pants are being washed. Wife is home.
Wallet was in these.
Ah.
It's like the Dave Wants test. 2 days in a row, he was wearing mismatched shoes. It was after practice. I said, Dave, you're wearing mismatched shoes. These aren't, and he's like, oh, I am? Oh, okay. All right. Okay. And then the next day, I said, Dave, you're wearing mismatched shoes again. It's like, oh, yeah, Bernsie, but my orthotics are in these.
Yep. All right.
I said, okay, I'm not.
Yeah, can't fight that.
I'm not arguing
with
you.
Makes a lot of damn sense.
It's just whatever you got to do. Do. So watch the video feed. You can go to 670thescore.com or you can just do the app. And you can also interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. So we're sitting in the show prep area. And who comes shambling down the hall but none other than hip-hop legend Ed Lover. He formerly of Yo MTV Raps and now the morning guy on our sister station. Great dude. And big Yankee fan.
I love Angry Ed Lover.
Angry Ed Lover.
Big fan.
He wanted to know. He said, I can't do his voice justice because it's so unique. But he said, who didn't vote for Derek Jeter? Who's the one guy that didn't vote for Derek Jeter? And he literally said, as soon as you find out, you come tell me.
Do we know? Do we know the one guy?
We don't. I can't tell. There's some joking stuff that's going around on Twitter. There's some serious stuff.
So apparently, Derek Jeter and Larry Walker are the two inductees into the Hall of Fame class this year. And Larry Walker just barely got in. Jeter was unanimous, but one. He was short one vote. And it's caused a lot of conversation, even more conversation, about this Hall of Fame voting process, how backward it is at times, how nonsensical it is at times. And Ed Lover is angry, damn it.
Yeah, whoever it is got to answer to Ed Lover in these hallways.
I don't want to find out who it was that didn't vote for Jeter because you know the reason they did it is because they wanted to get this sort of reaction. It's kind of like an internet trolling thing. They're like, hey, look at the stupid thing I'm doing. I'm going to get a bunch of attention. I don't want to give this person the attention that they so desperately crave.
Wait, so Kevin's against shtick.
And if there's anybody that knows about desperately craving attention, it's me. And I do not want this person to have the satisfaction.
Yeah, why were you kicking over garbage cans?
I wanted to get Shane angry nice and early in the morning.
Oh, because that's an achievement or an accomplishment?
Well, I tell you, Mitch is not
say
here
good
today.
Morning. Good morning, Shane. Don't say that to me. Shut up.
Mitch is gone, so I declared myself second in command of the station whenever Mitch isn't here, and that really. Shane doesn't like that either.
How's that okay. Working out?
Yeah, I get to go home in a half hour.
Alexander Hagen. I actually mentioned, so I said, why is Kevin Zipek kicking over the garbage can? And the response from the other side of the glass was a consensus. He'll do anything to get attention and some kind of validation because of, I don't know, something that happened to you as a child.
I don't feel validated by kicking over a trash
can. No, it's the attention. But you always need to get the attention.
I assume that's the reason for the hair.
Are you a middle child?
No, I'm the youngest. I'm a baby.
Okay, because that shouldn't be an issue then, because the youngest usually gets plenty of attention.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Freud, for
tell
your analysis.
Tell more about what shouldn't be an issue with Kevin Zipek.
If I wanted to hear from a radio psychiatrist, I'd call Fraser Crane, all right? So stick a sock in it.
Stick a fork in it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is something that I think when you start off your career, you're never thinking about the Hall of Fame. I mean, this is the highest honor that can be given to any individual that plays this game. And you know, I was speechless. When I got the call, you know, everyone said, you know, anticipate a phone call coming at such and such time. But quite frankly, I was pretty nervous. And when I got it, I really didn't know what to say.
Derek Jeter, Hall of Famer, great player. Not great at everything.
No.
But
a great player.
Great player.
He's a Hall of Fame player.
Yes.
I think that's pretty clear. I think Larry Walker's a Hall of Fame player. That's pretty clear. I thought it was cool, though. You know, I guess you have to take them at their word when they have the conversation about what it was like to get the call from the Hall of Fame. And I something about hearing Jeter say, I didn't know what to say. Is both, I don't know, humanizing and kind of tough to believe at the same time.
When you have that much time to prove, you have 3,500 hits or whatever.
How long is he known he's going into the Hall of Fame? Like 15 years?
Yeah, it's different for Larry Walker
in that
regard.
It's so different from Larry Walker. And he had all that time to prepare and think about whether or not he was going to make the Hall of Fame on his final try and then decided to wear a SpongeBob bowling shirt for his Hall of Fame acceptance call.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
I did.
I'm looking at the video. I went to go find it, and I went, Larry Walker. I love Larry Walker. He was always on Ken Griffey Baseball, and I played with him. You got to trade for Larry Walker because he had a cannon, and the dude can hit. So you got to get Larry Walker, and I got to see him get into the Hall of Fame. I got to see him get that call. And there's a man that looks somewhat like Larry Walker wearing a black and neon yellow SpongeBob bowling shirt, and I went, well, this can't be the video. This isn't Larry Walker getting his
one
Hall
argument,
of Fame call.
One argument was he didn't think that was evidence. He truly didn't think he was getting into the Hall of Fame because who would wear that? The counter argument is he's a huge SpongeBob fan or is making some kind of larger point knowing there's a statement there and no one knows what it is.
And maybe it's just he's living his best life. Maybe that was the shirt that was clean today and damn it, that's what he's wearing today.
He's the second Canadian elected to the Hall of Fame after.
Ooh, I did not see this little bit of trivia.
Oh, come on.
I'm drawing a complete blank.
He has sat in the studio multiple
times. If I were Canadian,
times.
I would say sorry many, many times.
He was a fine hockey player growing up. He went on to be a great Chicago Cub pitcher. Fergie Jenkins.
Oh, my God. I always forget he's Canadian.
Yep.
My goodness.
Fergie Jenkins is the other Canadian elected Hall of Famer. And while we're talking about this, I noted Joe Sheehan was writing about it, that among elected Hall of Fame outfielders, and this is the demarcation, by the way, that I'm learning as these discussions are being held by the baseball cognoscenti,
yeah,
elected has become a key word. As we're having these discussions.
Oh, as opposed to veterans committees,
uh-huh,
and old-timers.
When we start saying that now when we're actually talking about elected Hall of Famers, what this means. So among elected Hall of Fame outfielders, there are only three with fewer plate appearances than Larry Walker. Larry Walker had 8,030 plate appearances. Some of those wiped out by a strike. There might have been 220 or so extra in there.
Okay.
Do you know off the top of your head the outfielders of elected Hall of Famers with fewer plate appearances?
I'm gonna go Mel Ott because he always seems to be in one of these things. He always seems to be in one of these conversations. No?
No. The answer, the fewest is Ralph Kiner with 6,256 because he had a 10-year career that was like all peak.
Yeah, okay.
Joe DiMaggio at 76-72.
Really? I would not have guessed that.
And Kirby Puckett at 78-31. Larry Walker among outfielders, the fourth fewest plate appearances. All right, so somebody's mad, though. Somebody's really, really mad.
How mad? Like Ed Lover mad?
We're going to find out because Ed Lover is joining us now. 104.3 Jams morning host is on the Alpamonte Ford hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Ed!
Good morning, guys. You guys know that I love me some Yankees, okay? And in my opinion, when it's time for Derek Jeter to get voted into the Hall of Fame, he should have got 397 out of 397 votes. Who is the hater that did not vote for Derek Jeter? That's what I want to know. Who was it? With everything going wrong with baseball right now, right? With everything going on with the Astros, with Alex Cora getting fired, with everybody, with the Mets couldn't even pick up Beltran because he had something to do with it, with everybody yelling for the Astros, for Manfred to vacate the Astros championship because they were stealing signs. Here's a guy that had no scandal whatsoever, played baseball the right way. They had more hits in Yankee history than anybody else and won, what, 5-6 championships? What else do you have to do to get a unanimous vote to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I'm concerned about what you're implying you might do to this poor person if you find out once the person is identified here, because you seem like a fan wrong.
A really nasty email is what they're going to get. Gita, he didn't complain. He didn't say anything when they got A-Rod. We know. Okay, we won one championship with A-Rod, but we know A-Rod sucked in the playoffs. His batting average is horrible in the playoffs. Derek Jeter was clutch when you needed him to be clutch. He got hits when you needed him to get hit. He didn't complain. A-Rod came over, the Yankees gave him all that money. He didn't do anything in the playoffs. Derek Jeter didn't complain. He didn't walk around and poke his mouth out. He played the game the right way and carried himself as a gentleman always, and he gets... Come on, somebody didn't vote for him?
Come on, son.
Maybe he didn't get the right gift basket.
Exactly.
maybe the guy who didn't vote for him just wasn't given the correct gift basket.
All right, Ed, we're on the case. As soon as we find out, we're going to let you know.
Thank you.
All right, man.
You know, I see you guys every morning. I'll see you up in the hallway. As soon as you find out, please let me know.
We will do so. That is Ed Lover. That is an American hip-hop legend. You remember
him from
Yo MTV Raps? We used to, in college, we used to hurry back from morning classes and you know, like early afternoon classes. We'd have lunch, we'd get back because we wanted to know what he and the original Dr. Dre were rolling out first.
Right. No, I remember when Ed came on and was hired, Mitch told us in the meeting and Dan goes, "What?"
Yeah.
Stands up and leaves Mitch's office to go find Ed Lover.
No, I had to go send emails and texts to my college friends.
So excited.
You're not going to believe who's wandering the hallways here now. Our guy.
That was very cool.
No, because that was they sort of set the tone for what was big in hip hop. That stuff mattered. I know you had like Total Request Live.
Yeah, TRL was really big as a kid. I knew of MTV Raps, of course. Like I know I'd seen it, and MTV News was big. Like I still have a memory of Kurt Loder, you know, talking about Cobain dying and like that breaking MTV thing. But it was huge.
But I hear, Ed, it makes me want like greasy thin crust pizza folded over in a V
and
with two thin paper plates underneath.
And that thing out of the closet.
Well, we do have the authentic New York pizza in the Pedway now.
We do?
Yeah. Sbarro.
It's back.
Well, you make fun. I will tell you, Sbarro is not bad.
It's time and a place.
It's more of an office reference.
Oh, Sbarro's not bad.
Time and a place.
You can do worse in Chicago.
It's
for
time a time and a place.
If you want New York pizza, though, Jimmy's at Foster and Lincoln. That's going to be the closest thing you're going to get to legit New York pizza in this city.
By the way, I want to credit the new Sbarro. They've been open since Friday.
Yeah.
New business, fast service. No holdups, no hiccups. Well-oiled machine.
Really?
Yes.
I did walk. I noticed when I walked by yesterday.
If it's a proper New York slice, it's a well-oily machine.
When I walked by yesterday and today.
Oh, stop it.
The same man was in there.
Jay?
Looked a little. Yeah, no.
It's called Jay.
I walked by yesterday to leave work.
This man you seek.
And then coming in this morning, the same man. He's kind of a noticeable guy. Like you'd recognize him.
Uh-huh.
And he lives around here or anything.
Two things this entire week. Jimmy, or not Jimmy, John.
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's
had it
and Sbarro.
What's your deal?
I don't know. Well, since my dad's been sick, we've been going to Jersey Mike's because their house is flanked by it.
Okay.
And it's
one of the few things that he will eat right now. So
it's also awesome.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's pretty good.
The rosemary parmesan bread is a game changer, by the way.
So really?
If you haven't tried that, go for it.
I'm a big regular 13 on white guy.
What about the sandwich?
What's the 13?
Yeah, right? The Italian.
13 what?
Fair.
13 sandwiches. Hey, last night we all watched the Blackhawks game. There was a lot going on. There's multi-layered things happening there.
Yeah, and all watched. And so we missed some of it, too. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, some people missed part of the celebration.
Yeah, I'm not going there with the, they did it on purpose to take away.
No, of course not.
No, I don't think that's the case, but we can discuss, get in our feelings a little bit.
We can, and there was some news from NBC Sports Chicago as well about what happened there in a statement release. We'll read it for you and catch up with Coach Q when we come back. Bernstein McKnight on The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Starting the game off like that, and the building was rocking. It felt like a different game, and that was had some importance to it, and it was a special. It was kind of like saying thank you to me, and I was thanking them, and it was all good. So it was felt great, and it was made a little interesting at the end of the game, but that was certainly a memorable event that I'm thankful for.
The familiar voice of Joel Quenneville, the former Blackhawks head coach who came back with the Florida Panthers, and the Panthers were able to get the victory and snapping the Hawks win streak. But it was a nice night for the most part. There's some technical glitches, though.
Yeah, a lot of sentiment. I felt good watching it. It was nice to kind of relive some of the memories that a lot of people who covered it and Blackhawks fans have. This from Kevin Cross, NBC Sports Chicago. A lot of fans were upset that the network did not carry the tribute video to Joel Quenneville that was shown on the big video screen. And my God, I keep forgetting how giant that thing is right in the middle of the ice. That is a massive video board. Anyway, it reads like this. NBC Sports Chicago has a ton of respect for Joel Quenneville and what he and the Blackhawks gave Chicago during the team's championship run. Our failure to run the tribute to him last night live on our broadcast was an unacceptable error. We apologize to the coach, the Blackhawks, and the fans. We've addressed the issue internally, and we'll make sure our fans are not underserved in the future. I get it. I mean, it's a miss in the broadcast like that. They had a lot of things to cover pregame with Patrick Kane's 1,000th point ceremony, all that stuff too. But I'm fine with it. I think some Blackhawks fans are probably aggrieved that they missed it or whatever if they were on the broadcast. But just go on Twitter and find Mark Lazarus's video of it, or any of the number of thousands of people who took a video of the video. And what's one of the rare instances where someone taking a video of a video actually gets watched and replayed? Just go watch that. It'll be fine.
It's there for you. And the Patrick Kane stuff was well done. I do think there's some complicated feelings about Patrick Kane because of everything that we went through and the way some of his fans reacted during the time that we were investigating the incident in Buffalo.
Yeah.
It's possible that Kane has grown and he's a different guy. I think some of the investment in him and some of the connection with him was altered in a way where you can't quite ever get back to where you were before, mm-hmm. however you want to phrase it. Yet still just a remarkable player. And I never thought that he would be better than Jonathan Toews. He's better than Jonathan Toews, and that's clear. I always thought that Kane was going to be sort of a guy who could win a scoring title here and there and sort of a flashy goal scorer, and Toews would be the bedrock. I didn't think that Kane would end up sustaining this overall level of hockey quality, and he has.
When it's all said and done, he might be the best Hawk ever.
And might he? I heard it said yesterday by Dan McNeil, and I wasn't sure if he meant best American player ever on the Blackhawks or best American player ever.
I think ever. I think he's got the argument as best American player ever.
Really?
Right now or will be?
I heard Danny saying that too. I thought he was referencing best American-born player on the Blackhawks. That's hands down.
Well, I don't know who's got the argument. Chris Chelios is the other argument. Some people have said
Brett Hull?
Brian Leetch. Brett Hull, fine. Mike Modano, fine. I think Patrick Kane's better than all those guys.
Is Crosby American?
No.
No.
Okay. So if you have Brett Hull, I mean, Brett Hull's numbers are daunting. If you're talking about that, Kane might
1,300 points, almost 1,400 points for Brett Hull. That's, Kane
but
with
if
his
we
thousand.
Say, again, going with like the Mike Trout argument that today's players are better than previous era's players just because all players are better now.
Here are the American born players ahead of Patrick Kane in points. I'll do it really quickly. Brett Hull, Mike Modano, Phil Housley, Jeremy Rona, Keith Tkachuk, Joe Mullen, Doug Weight, Brian Leetch, Pat LaFontaine. 9. He is the 10th highest point total of American-born NHL players with his 1,001st the other night. That's it. Quick list. I think Kane's got a chance.
It'd be remarkable.
Kane has more points per game than Brett Hull.
Wow. So best American-born player ever. Yeah, it was how you forget some of these highlights are just some of the goals. I mean, falling to the ground. And really, the fact is, I know that people editing those videos are predisposed to show the goals. You could make a just as exciting a video of some of the passes.
And, oh, yeah.
And even secondary assists. Actually, the assist that got him 1,000
was his
brilliant tic-tac-toe goal from the goal line and across the crease.
Kane could have been any one of the players in those three passes in the shot, or the two passes in the shot.
Correct.
He's made both of those.
It was a nice night. Too bad the Blackhawks couldn't win, but it was generally well done. I was a little more disturbed that they're having some camera issues in general with the broadcast of not following the puck all the time. Maybe they're breaking in a new person up there.
We need the highlighted puck again, right? We need the puck with the circle around it.
Dan, to point out someone that's new at a producing job.
It just seemed to
wait,
be like
this read now. They scored a goal. I'll do it anyway.
Like we saw a shift change when the puck was down to the ice, and I don't mind seeing that. Doesn't bother me to see the players off and on.
Shift change
every once in a while. Sure. I appreciate seeing that. We're going to talk to Mike Florio. We got all kinds of football stuff, Super Bowl preview,
some news from Green Bay as well, just coming out in the last few minutes so. Yeah, some tenuous things perhaps from the neighbors to the north. Mike Florio's next. Bernstein McKnight on the Score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.